favorite guests is, I call him the king of all oregano. I always picture him on the side of some mountain in the Mediterranean picking wild oregano from the rock, from between the rocks, shooing away some goat somewhere or something. It's a funny image anyway. We love Cassinger and we're excited to have him on. The North American Urban Spice products are among the very, very best that we sell. The oregano is essential. You want, maybe I should make a list of, you know, five essential things. If I was going to make a list of five essential things that we sell at the Power Mall, oregano would be one of them, without question. We're excited to have Cass Ingram back, as always. Cass, welcome to back to the Power Hour.
Yeah. We've got to get the reality check. This whole thing is being taken out of proportion, blown out of proportion, misunderstood, misconceived, ill-conceived, contorted, confused, and distorted.
You're quite a thesaurus this morning.
Not to confuse the fact that there are fatalities, but we can't neglect the fatalities and the illnesses from Lyme disease, tuberculosis, drug-resistant germs, respirators that get surrounded by MRSA and kill the patient. We certainly can't neglect the various pathogens like fungal pathogens, that West Nile, mosquito encephalitis. We have plenty to look at to be concerned about. How about vaccine injury? Why are we, if we're this concerned about mortality, why don't we talk about the children that just dropped dead by the third month because of inoculations? That should get a little news, but you won't hear a word about that.
Well, the third leading cause of death in America anyway is, and that's the CDC's own statistics, is death by doctor. They admit that death by doctor is the third leading cause of death in America.
You can't even compare. Now, it's not good that we lost some nurses, because I'm working directly with nurses, that we've lost a few people. We've lost some elderly people, not a few people, but it's not good, but medicine has everything to do with this, by the way, not just the third leading cause of death. You have the vaccine, the flu vaccine. The comorbidity factor isn't asthma. Forget that. Emphysema. Those are issues. But the big issue is the flu vaccine. If you give the flu vaccine, there's a 40% increased risk. And I don't like statistics. There's a high chance you'll get COVID-19 and it'll sicken you, maybe kill you. Especially if you're old and feeble on pharmaceuticals. Why don't we talk about that? And why aren't we talking that 50%? Now, in New Hampshire, 75% of everybody that died was in a nursing home. Shouldn't we be talking?
Yeah, that's odd, isn't it?
Well, if you get a flu shot, your immune system is in disarray. What do you think the Chinese have a mandatory flu shot? And so when a virus or a pathogen like this comes, you'll go into a cytokine storm and you'll drop dead or you'll fall down on your face. You saw that in China. What happened, as I said here, I said, we're not going to have a big problem. I said this in January. We're not going to have a big problem unless it gets into the nursing homes, the homeless, the critical care centers, and the long-term care facilities. And then people who are malnourished, people who are obese, then we have a problem. And that's what we're seeing. Okay, some healthy people too, but by and large, the healthy people are surviving this disease.
Now, I've read, before you get further down this, back to the flu vaccine, I've read that, I don't know if it was 2018 or 19, they added SARS to the vaccine. They added a new component to it, and that's awful suspicious because they're like second cousins, coronavirus, COVID, and SARS. Could this have anything to do with it?
It has a lot to do with it. What happens is you get this co-reaction, and that's all been published. With any coronavirus, if you're exposed like that from a vaccine or from the consumption, another one we found in our study was the consumption of pork flesh, where there 100% of the coronavirus cases were pork eaters, that you get these coronaviruses, and then whatever this is that's on the cruise ships or that kind of got into New York or that got into Iran and Italy, whatever this is, nobody knows what it is. You get this co-reaction. So yes, I mean, the addition of SARS without the, look, In the nursing homes, you might get two flu shots a year. Why is it 70% of the 50% of the deaths there? So it has everything to do with it. If you don't get the flu shot, we did the study on the COVID-19 cases, the nurses, and the highest cofactor was pork, but that's kind of hard to trace because everybody eats pork except me probably. The big one was the flu shot. I mean, that you can follow. If you got the flu shot, if you got three flu shots and you were a nurse, you got a far worse case of the disease than if you got one flu shot. You see?
Okay, stop right there. Whoa, Cass. Let's not go. What you just said, you're the first person I've heard that quantify this. This is big information. Okay, one, pork. A lot of our audience doesn't eat pork. I don't eat pork. None of my children eat pork. That's a big deal. I think that, so you're saying the highest cofactor, meaning the people that got the worst cases, if you trace and kind of look over their history, whatever, the two highest things was pork eating and flu shots. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. 100%. This was a trial of 20 people. 100% of the COVID-19 positive throat swab people were consuming pork flesh, with the worst case consuming it three or four times that week. 80%, 75% had the flu shot. Now, let me tell you something. All of China eats pork. What do you think it got out of there?
Yeah.
And the earliest victims of the SARS coronavirus 2 of COVID were trading exclusively not in bats, pangolins, rats, or mice. Only thing they were trading back and forth, passing their money back and forth, putting on their shoulder, chopping on the butcher block was pigs. They were the ones who got fulminantly sick at the market. Pig traders. And
why is pork so bad? Why is pork so bad? Before we get down this, let's go back there. Why is pork so bad?
Ask God, right? He bans it in the Old Testament, the Quran, and nobody paid any attention to him. So, but it's bad because it's an omnivore, so that it's not an herbivore. So that it will eat a rat, it'll eat a mouse, it'll eat a human. If you want to dispose of a human and you don't want to put them in the river with concrete feet because now they might see you doing that with all the surveillance cameras, you feed them to the pigs. They'll eat everything, even the bones.
Oh my gosh.
The thing with the pork is that it was a wild beast that the human, domesticated. And it was really never meant for human consumption. It carries a tremendous amount of disease pathogens. Now, even if you cook it, you can't kill everything that's in it. It's a problem because of the microbes, and also the flesh is similar to human flesh. So you have these cross reactivities. Consumption of pork flesh is a major cause of cancer. Rheumatoid arthritis, esophageal cancer is a big one of an esophageal cancer. It's a big one of colon cancer. It's a big, big, big cause of inflammatory disorders. It's just something that no use to eat because it can make you sick. Of course, don't forget that we cut open a diaphragm and we found, I think, several million per square inch trichinosis. This was in like one of four Americans.
Goes
into those big muscles. Trichinosis in about, one of four United States citizens has trichinosis on autopsy. One four.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you'll find it in the diaphragm. So if you have people with weak diaphragms or who have trouble breathing, think about this. COVID-19. The pork is infecting that diaphragm. You don't have much respiratory capacity. That's just a small part. In my new book on osteopathy, I have a whole chapter on the problem with the pork flesh infecting the diaphragm and the muscles. In fact, you can tell if somebody's got pork flesh infection from trichinosis by three things. If their calves are really painful, they press on the back of the calves because that's where it loves the gastrocnemius muscle right in there, soleus. If they have pain in the shoulder blade that you press on the shoulder blade and on both sides. If they have weak respiration and if they have swelling, not under the eye, around the whole eye, which is called periorbital swelling, these are all signs of trichinosis. And if they have splinter hemorrhages, that's little teeny hemorrhages, looks like a a splinter on the bed of the nail, splinter hemorrhage, that's a 1,000% proof almost, because it could also be bacterial endocarditis. But if they have the other symptoms and splinter hemorrhages, then you have the diagnosis. But if it's one in four people, you know, so.
How do you get rid of trichinosis? Just, how do you get rid of trichinosis if you have it?
You have to do what I did, because I was in Austria and I was eating the chicken and things, but they contaminated everything and they weren't careful. So I got trichinosis there. So I got the splinter hemorrhages suddenly came out on all my hands. I used the Oregaresp, the juice and the oil super strength in high doses, and the splinter hemorrhages went away. The pain in the calves went away. I don't know if I got rid of it, because it's very difficult to, but thank you, I did. So you'd have to pound it with the oregano. Doesn't the Power Hour have all of that?
Has all of it. What about paracleanse? I know some people do parasite cleanses. Dr. Group makes a paracleanse to go with that.
No, the only thing is the oregano to eat this. It's too difficult. It's in the deep, embedded in the muscle. You can't use a cleanse. It's not in the colon. It's not in the intestine. It's got to be the aromatic compounds. You have to rub the oregano on the chest, on the stomach, on the back, on the calves. If you have this, you have to use topical and internal.
Wow.
And you have to burn it out. But this kind of goes back to COVID. The whole thing is that we're not doing the right thing. We're not assessing this. We're not looking at the pockets. We're not looking at the slaughterhouses. We're not doing epidemiology. Oh, talking heads, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I mean, mandatory mask, you know, plexiglass shield. Well, okay. You know, if I'm to believe you with your shields, your masks, and I mean, there may be a need for a mask here and there. That's okay. I wore one on a plane once. But if I'm going to believe what you say about, I have to stand 6 feet apart. You have to do this at the park. You have to do what we dictate. If I'm going to believe you, why aren't you putting plexiglass? Why aren't you making the pigs social distance? Why aren't you making the cows and the chickens do that in the industrial?
That's a great question.
Why aren't you putting plexiglass plates between each pigsty? Because that's where the outbreak came from. If you really are interested in us and protecting us, then do the right thing. Why aren't you telling the restaurants to not serve pork flesh until this thing quiets down or until all the herds are checked for coronavirus? Why aren't you telling people not to get the flu shot, since it increases the potential for a fatal SARS coronavirus by like fivefold, tenfold, twentyfold? You're not doing any of that. And you want me to go stand 7 feet from somebody? I won't do it. In fact, I purposely walk into grocery stores without a mask and try to go all the way through the checkout counter until somebody says, you can't check out your food or something. Most of the time I prevail. I just go and nobody bothers me. But in the one case, the Whole Foods was particularly tyrannical. I won't shop there. They were rough.
Rough in what way? Did they say, sir, you must stand back?
They said, now it's been bought out, and so now they hire these non-herbal, non-interested, managers from the marketplace, from the general, you know, and these managers, I had two of them basically threatened to throw me out or threatened to accost me. So I said, you know, I'm not going to spend my money at this place. So, you know, go more like for the Power Hour or a private health food store or something like that. But anyway, that's just my experience. That's all.
Let me tell you a little trick, not trick, but Walmart now is mandating masks. So whenever a place mandates a mask and I want to go into it and shop or whatever, I just say, I have a medical exemption. And then they leave me alone and they don't say anything and they just let me in.
That's a good thing to do. I tried that at the Whole Foods and he was still rough. So that's why
really?
I won't go back. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wow.
I said, isn't the situation to know if you have a doctor's note? I mean, this guy was a complete obnoxious fool. But my point is very simple. Don't be allowed to be tyrannized. Don't even go. Go, you know, harvest something out of the woods. Go to some place where you can buy something and they won't give you a hard time. Just don't put up with the garbage. You know, the more people who resist this, nobody's resisting anything. Just succumb.
That bothers me. And I'll tell you, the piggyback on what you just said, my aunt, she went to Walmart, and she, I told her what to say. My uncle told her what to say. She went in the Walmart and with the mask and all that, and my uncle confronted her, her brother, and said, why did you wear it? And she said, well, if that's what they want, that's what they'll get. I'm like, my God, did you just say that? If that's what they want, that's what they'll get? God, she's like a poster child for George Orwell.
And it, yeah, it is. It, well, Orwell's turning in his grave right now. He said, look, I wrote the novel. I tried to warn you. You're a bunch of doofuses. You just, and then the big thing right now is that nobody has a right to tell you what to do. That's the way America is. So you're seeing people stab each other in the eyes and do all kind of weird stuff. That's another thing. But, you know, nobody can dictate anything to you, right? The only dictations are from God, and he doesn't do much of that. He gives us the free will. But so, you know, if you want to violate your creator, then you go ahead and succumb to all the dictators. This is America. You're still land of the free. So you just go and say, no, I don't agree with that. In fact, I went to a farmer's market. He said, you have to wear a mask. This guy from the ROTC or this, he looked like a Shriner. So I don't know. He was one of the club members. I said, no. He said, well, you're not going to argue with me. I said, well, I just won't shop here. And, you know, I've been to that farmer's market for 10 years. I'm a big customer. I'll never go again. I'm done with it. Mm. If you're going to use the system to tyrannize the people, I'm done. I can show you how to harvest in the woods enough food to survive until this is done. In fact, I just did a video on my podcast. They made me do these podcasts. I didn't want to do any podcasts, but now they're making me do one a week. I don't know. So I'm trying. So I did one for a half hour about how to harvest in the woods, in the, you know, in the ditches and in the private fields, to find food and to, in fact, this weekend I'm going to harvest enough berries. There's a spot that I like and it's in a state forest and they gave me the permission. Forget about permission. I just sneak in there. But no, you don't want to do anything against the established system. You know, you don't want the ranger coming at you. So no, it's okay. So I'm going to get a bunch of these berries and I'm going to freeze them, you know, and I'll have enough for a whole year.
Well, we got about 4 minutes before the break. Give us a 4 minute, 5 minute crash course in foraging in the wild.
Well, what you do is you make sure they don't put any pesticide and herbicide because the foraging will make you sicker than the farmer's market. And you go, and you follow the seasonal berries. You get maybe the book, The Wild Berry Cure. And you, each season, now it's black raspberries, then it'll be red raspberries, and then it'll be blackberries, and you freeze those, or you make something in your refrigerator that'll last a while. And then you get the greens, which are the immature burdock. They're bitter, but you can put them in the juice. Dandelions in the shade. Chickweed, if you can find it. Lamb's quarters. You know, you try to find a place that's not sprayed and you harvest that. And you use that as a supplement to your other food.
What about dandelions? I've heard a lot about dandelions. I want to get them out of my yard, but tell me about them.
In a non-sprayed area, it helps. It's called PISS root, no swearing allowed, because the root itself in the fall is a dramatic diuretic, but also it helps with the gallbladder and the gallstones. It will pull the gallstones out. And
Do you just pick it and eat it raw, or what do you do?
You eat it raw. You have to dice it up and put on salad. If you cook it, you ruin it, basically. I mean, you can make a dandelion coffee, but it's not going to be so good for the gallbladder and the liver as the raw. And then the leaves, if you can find the leaves in the shade, you pick those and you juice them or you put them in your salad. I try to go out in my yard and get something wild, you know, some lamb's quarters, some purslane. I have a lot of this growing in the garden. I was so angry. My gardener, he picked all of my weeds. I said, don't touch my garden. Coming back strongly. You just leave it alone. But anyway, so that's just a nutshell. And then the nuts, of course, they come out in the fall, the walnuts. I don't know how you get those out, but then there's hickory nuts, beech nuts. Yeah, you're in Missouri. You know, you got everything grows there.
Pecans. There's a lot of pecans here. There's a lot of dandelions.
Yeah, no. I mean, you gotta fight back. You can't accept this. You and I can't be the only one fighting this battle. Everybody's got to stand up and say, no, I'm not putting up with this.
Well, see, I think the mask.
You use the medical exemption.
I think the mask debate, the mask question. What I tell people, because normally Americans, people in general, they just want to look. I'll just get along. It's not a big deal. No, it is a big deal because this is the pre-discussion to the vaccine. You're having a mask discussion now. They want to have a vaccine discussion with you later. You better win this discussion now. That's my feeling.
When the vaccine is given, then they'll say, oh, COVID came back again because the vaccine will make everybody sick. It'll make about 25% yeah. really sick,
yeah.
50% sort of sick, and 100%
yeah, the trials, 50% in the trials. 50% in the trials were getting had some serious, not serious, but at least some recognizable side effect.
I mean, I would rather go under the nose of a COVID person than take the vaccine. I mean, I had some COVID people come to see me. I'm doing selfies with them and slapping them on the back and shaking their hands. I mean, but that's just me. But I'm not afraid of this disease. You give me a hospital, I'll straighten them out. You give me a clinic, let me fix it. Give me a city. I'll go in and straighten the whole thing out. Finish, done. The city will be clean. The nursing homes will be fine. Just do what I say.
We only got 30 seconds before the music, but I'll continue this on the other side. Where in America, why did we become so passive? I mean, this used to be a very aggressive country. Like, what do you mean?
Big farm, bamboozled and cajoled and confused. And then also the vaccines. The vaccines have denuded the population to take the human being down so that he can't function. He's sick all the time. No capacity, no immune system, can't even mount a fever. The vaccines had done us in.
Oh, God. There's the music. More with Cass Ingram on the other side. It's so good to be with you, Cass. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Power Hour. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be right back in about 4 or 5 minutes.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils that we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yes, they should. Everyone should be pro-life. And in a world of death and disease that we get focused on and they continually lie to you, I'm sick of being lied to. That's what makes one of the reasons, there's two or three, but one of the reasons I'm so sick of these masks. I'm done with them. When you go into a store and they say, well, I'm sorry, ma'am, you gotta wear a mask to come in. You just say, excuse me, ma'am, I have a medical exemption. Just nice as can be. That's all you have to say. I'm sure, especially if they're a big corporation, they're trained. They know that they don't want to be getting a ADA disability lawsuit. They understand that, okay, just go on in. I mean, for the most part, you may have trouble. Talk to the manager. Just nicely say, you know, if they ask you, well, what's the problem? What are you, a doctor? I don't have to give you an explanation. You don't owe them anything. So start getting this attitude. We're too accommodating. Let's not be so accommodating. This is an important battle, an important stand. You want to know what you can do? I get so many emails about, well, what can I do? I feel overwhelmed. This is what you can do. Every store that you go into that wants to make you wear a mask, you can say, I have a medical exemption, and not go in there. And if they still, for whatever reason, won't let you in there, then go somewhere else. That's what you can do. That's what you can do. ThePowerMall.com is a great place. So many specials on the North American Urban Spice, a long list of products that we have, from oregano to the Bone Active to the Chaga Max to the Black Seed Oil, the Purely C, the whole gamut, Oregaresp. The Oregaresp is like a bomb to infection in your lungs. All these on sale at the Power Mall. I have told you over and over again my opinion, what I'm doing. I get asked this a lot. I'm going to continue to say I am very concerned about this fall. I've heard certain things. I've heard, you know, another strain. They're going to blame it on coronavirus, whatever it is. I want you to be happy and healthy. And these products are first rate. The oregano is, if you have nothing else in your pantry, if you don't buy anything else from the Power Mall, There's two or three things you should buy, and one of them is oregano. I firmly, 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 firmly believe that. When I travel, everywhere I travel, I either have the oregano, the lamb cream, or the clay. Perrier's, the bentonite clay, the special clay. I have, everywhere I've traveled the past, what is it, 3-4 years, I've had at least one of those, and most of the time I have all three of those. When I went to visit my in-laws, I had all three of those. They're pork eaters, so I had all three of those. You better bet I had them, and I had them ready. That oregano, you can put it on every night. You have no idea what's going on in your body and the power that it delivers to you. It's fantastic. The Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Dr. Cass, Dr. Cass, I know you've done some studies, kind of your own little internal studies or limited studies about the coronavirus. You talked about that last time. Where are you with that? What have you learned about any of those things?
Well, a 50 nurses trial where the 50 nurses and physical therapists took the oregano oil, oregano rest, juice of oregano, and they used the balm, the Oregashield balm, whatever. They put that up the nose and around the nose, and also they used the sinus spray up the nose. So statistically, you would expect about 15% of them to have been positive diagnosis or get sick. It was at 0% got sick. 0%.
Whoa.
Nothing. Zero. And then if they ever got a little scratchy throat or whatever, they shot the spray. They also used the spray, and they pumped that into the back of the throat. Now, I'm talking to a doctor who might be able to see about, he might be able to deal with about 70 cases of this disease, and he wants some free product to do a study. So I'm trying to set that up with him. But the other little one was 20 people. I already told you about that. And the one woman coded. Now, I suppose they say you're not supposed to make any claims, so I'm going to speak to you as an author. I'm the author of the COVID-19 remedy, The Real Truth Revealed. I wrote the book, so I can speak from that. First Amendment, right? No company, no product name in the book, no website. So what does that book state? It states that in that study, in the new edition, we'll have the study in it, a woman coded. So she said she was going to die. The doctor said she was going to die. Somehow they got the oregano, bay leaf, clove spray to her. And she survived the code. They shot it on the back of her throat. And she recovered and recovered, and her oxygen improved, and she checked out of the hospital, and they let her go home. And she said, "This saved my life." There were two cases like that. And this alone saved me from death. And this was all the oregano based.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is the God saying that, you know, look, I'm not going to tell you about a lot of my kingdom. Can I paraphrase the Almighty? I won't, you know, give you a textbook of botanical herbs. I'm going to only mention one specifically. Okay. Lots is mentioned, but only one is specifically mentioned for disease claim. So even though the FDA and the different groups, and the governments and so, you can't make claims, we'll just quote the Almighty. He says you could clean yourself out if you use this. Remember, Mr. Trump said you could clean, if we could just use, you know, a disinfectant to clean them out, we'd stop this. He wasn't that far off. So this is the oregano, which is the hyssop of the law, which actually is Esau in Hebrew, which is the wild oregano in the mountains, and it cleans everything. Now, in our studies and others, when you put the oregano in a medium, and there's bacteria, there's viruses, they collapse within 2 seconds. Within 2 minutes, 99.9% are destroyed, no matter if you have 10 million in per centimeter of blood. By 20 minutes, you usually get extermination. In one dose, by the way. So what would you even worry about? If you knew about the Old Testament, which I'm not a scriptural expert, but if you had any idea what you were talking about, then you wouldn't even think about worrying. Maybe the first couple days, they were making this sound like it was going to come and kill everybody. Probably all of us were wondering. But, you know, if you do a little research, you'll be all right. What did it say? My people will perish right? Because they don't know anything. That's us. We don't know anything. Here's what happened. Rockefeller destroyed herbal medicine. He wiped it out. That's what the beginning of the end was for us, where we didn't rely. So now we go into a hospital with COVID-19. There's no natural medicine. Nobody says, okay, I've got 10 cloves of garlic, and I'm going to give them to you. They're free. They're right here. No, this is a hospital donation. And you're going to chew on the cloves of garlic every hour. You know what I mean? Mrs. Smith, stay right where you are. And they go back into the kitchen and they juice an onion. Say, I want you to drink this onion juice. What? or maybe make it simple. Give them the oil of oregano or something. I mean, you won't do anything. You'll just stick a tube down the person's throat and 100% mortality later, they're all dead. I feel like I'm the guy on the Twilight Zone all over again. I'm the only one left on the earth. Everybody's kicked out on me.
You're not the only one. You're just, the voices like you. You see how powerful the matrix of information is and how controlled it is when people like you have a hard time getting through. I mean, this should be what you're saying right now. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. I mean, heck, they should put on leaflets and drop it from planes where they think there's a hot spot around the country. That if the government really was wanting to help this information, they should broadcast all around, but they don't.
Well, the WHO knows about all my work. And the WHO, I sent a bottle of the oregano spray, this oregano-esque material, same thing. And oil of oregano with each of their doctors during the SARS epidemic. They already know. All the doctors came back with nothing. And they were praising it. But now the whole world's gone askew and nobody will say a word. FDA said, we're going to prove that the use of oregano oil is a useless endeavor. It can't help anybody. It's a fraud. And then maybe they're going to scandalize the person. That would have been me, I guess. And so they studied it thoroughly. And the conclusion that they published a study in the Journal of Food Protection on oil of oregano. And they said, our conclusion is that oregano should be turned into a pharmaceutical. It's too effective. So we should change one of the arms and then we could patent it. They tried to prove it wrong and it worked so well. Oh, what a bad way to go about it. Oh, not good. You can't prove God wrong. Oregano oil is omnipotent. God's omnipotent, right? So any herb he's got in the wild, if you know how to use it, has omnipotent powers. It's just that the oregano is the one with omnipotent capacity in plague and pandemic, viruses, bacteria, this type of thing.
Tell us a little bit about why, you know, I joke about you being in the Mediterranean or among a bunch of rocks, but tell the difference between wild oregano and just, you know, farmed oregano or something like that. Well, what is the difference?
I'll help you. Whenever you see on the label 70% standardized, that's farm raised. Whenever you see a carvacrol level, which is one of the big active ingredients, the biggest, if you see it above 85%, if it states 86, there's one from even overseas in the Mediterranean, there it says 86%. If you see one that says 90%, 88%, 93%, it's a fraud. It's a fraud in the sense that it's farm-raised or it's got synthetic additives. You see, carvacrol in the wild only goes to about 80%, rarely to 82, very rarely to 85. It never goes to 86%. You have to artificially change it. The way it's done is to inject the stalk in a greenhouse. So there's a big difference. You're injecting the stalk artificially with the bacteria, usually a genetically engineered one, I might add, and then you're forcing that carvacrol level up so you can standardize it. Then you grow it on dirt. Well, when I was in the Mediterranean, the village chief said, Doctor, you've popularized oil of oregano all over the world. You made us earn a living. We want to honor you with this feast, and then we want you to go to the mountains with us. Because I was at about 5,000 sea level. The oregano was just starting there. And they said, I said, okay, I'm going. They said, can you ride a mule all the way? I said, well, maybe next year. I've never ridden a horse. So But I will go one day, and, you know, it is in the rocks. You know, there's nobody that lives there. They have to go in an area like the Alps or something where there's just rocks. That's where the oregano is growing. Wait, that's the only kind you want. You don't want a farm-raised. Don't be fooled, anyway.
Well, is there something about the environment? I know with a lot of essential oils, that's true. So I guess I'll be sure with the oregano oil.
It's the environment. Nobody can explain how could this person who coded recover in seconds. How could all the 20 people in this assessment improve by spraying something out of the back of their throat? You know, mist. How could they improve with a capsule twice a day of just some herb? Because it's energy. It's not the fact that it's an antiseptic alone. It's the Hertz energy. It's the Brownian motion. It's the growing in the wilderness, in the divine kingdom on the rock. There's something in it that activates. Look, did you know that oregano oil eliminates the cytokine storm? It can't happen.
Well, talk Forget about it. That. What you mentioned that earlier. What is a cytokine storm?
Cytokine storm is when the immune system doesn't know what to do. It overshoots. It's going crazy. It's trying to protect your life, but it shoots so hard that you get this storming of tumor necrosis alpha. You get the interferons, the interleukin, too much coming out. And then there's this inflammatory reaction. And like in this case, the lungs get holes, the lungs get damaged, or maybe there's some clots, or like in China, you saw those people falling on their face. That's a cytokine storm. They're reacting, and their body overreacts. And that happened in 1918 also. So that's a gene. So the gene has to make the cytokine. So the oregano has been proven. Don't tell me that you're going to prove it and fake it. Or you're going to prove it wrong, because if you try to prove it wrong, you won't. God's omnipotent and you're impotent and you're not going to prove anything. Okay? I mean, you might put me in prison. That's one thing. But, you can't disprove the product. I mean, not a product, the herb. So it turns down that cytokine gene. So you can't have the reaction. So even if you got exposed to a pandemic or some stupid germ, you got exposed, at least you won't drop dead. Even if something comes out in the winter, oh my God, you're taking your oregano, forget it, you're okay. You might get sick or something, you just increase the amount. You see, the cytokine storm can't happen if the oregano is in the system. It's just impossible.
Talk about the best way to take this. So let's talk about preparing for the winter. You know, even right now, you want to beef up anyway. How would you take this? I know Oregaresp. I love the Oregaresp. So talk about oregano oil and Oregaresp. How would you take it now as a preventative, and then if you did get sick?
Better take it preventively. I mean, I would do some oregano oil twice a day, capsules twice a day. I'm not talking to make a claim about the disease. I'm just telling you. I would take the juice of oregano, a couple tablespoons a day if you could. I would take this. Oregaresp is wonderful, beyond wonderful. Me, I'm taking about 8 a day, maybe a couple of twice a day, you know, something like that. If you want to use the sinus oregano gavage, that's up to you. I use a lot of this shield. You got to get this shield for your customers, this oregano shield. I use a lot of this beeswax oregano. I'm putting it right on right now. I put it on my forehead, my temples, under my schnozola, on my hands, on my feet, and a Q-tip up the nose if you want. The nurses are using this to protect themselves. So, I mean, and then I gotta use the spray. Where's the spray? I use it all the time. Boom, boom, boom.
Let's say you have a relative who is sick with this coronavirus. They're getting pretty bad, what have you. What would you do? What have people done in the past?
Yeah, let's say that the medical's doing what it can do, but then you kind of slice in. You want to give them this spray and say, look, spray yourself all the time. Spray the back of your throat. Spray everything. Spray your hair. Spray you want to make sure. Here, take some oregano. Take the juice. Pound it down.
How much? How much oil?
They didn't use much in this study. I mean, they used, 5 milliliters of the juice 5 times a day. They used a couple capsules of oil 4 or 5 times a day. They used 5 or 10 drops 2 or 3 times a day. But that's silly, silly doses. If it were me, and then some junk like this came to me, I'd be pounding it every hour. 10, 20 drops or 40 drops. That's just me. I'd be pounding. I'd take that Aregaress material just to support myself. I'd be taking 2 or 3, 4 or 5 every hour, two or so. I mean, look, it doesn't matter. You find out, you use it as a spice extract, and you take it aggressively how you need it, and then you go back to a maintenance amount, right? You're not going to take these big doses every day. You don't need to. It'd be a waste. I did the video where I just trying to make the point. I drank an entire bottle of Super Strength just to show people, oh, it could poison you. It didn't poison me. I mean, I'm still here. But you see, it's not possible to destroy your kidneys and your liver with a natural spice. Turmeric, oregano, rosemary, cumin, cayenne, you're just not going to do it. Now, maybe you'll have an irritation. Maybe you'll take more than you need, but you're not going to have, destruction of an organ. I mean, and that's what everybody's worried about. Is it toxic? Do you ever ask me when you go buy a sandwich, a hamburger, some deep fried French fries, or a donut? Do you ever bother to ask me if that's toxic? Well, it is. But no one will ask me that. And now the other thing I want to stress is this is a man-made disease.
Oh, amen. So don't
accost me or anybody else. You made it. You took the stupid bat coronavirus out of the cave and paid for it with my tax dollars. You harvested it and grew it at the Wuhan Institute. I don't know what happened. Did it leak? Did it get into the pigs? You shot up the bunch of pigs and you published it. We shot the pigs. We took the pigs. We fed them to other hogs. What did you do with the hogs after you fed them the coronavirus? Did you sell them in the market? Because that's typically what Chinese researchers do to make a buck. So something happened. I didn't do it.
Cass, go over that again, what you just said when they tested with the hogs. That's published. That's like confirmed. Explain that slower so people understand that.
Fauci and Gates and all these types of nefarious whatever, they went and paid with our tax dollars. Shut up. They paid with our tax dollars to go to the caves 2,000 miles from Wuhan and harvest the bat coronavirus, right? They drug it back to, and NIH is involved. You see, it's a cover-up. They drug it back to the lab, and they grew it in the lab. Then they injected it in the pigs. Then they fed the pigs piglets to hogs.
Ugh.
This was all before just before the outbreak. Now China had lost 350 million pigs to coronavirus, including bat coronavirus. And this was in 2018, 2019. Then you have the human outbreak. You take all these pigs and shove them in pits and burn them with gasoline. Come on. Isn't it going to get into the water table, the food supply? Somebody's going to sell their 50,000 hogs, even if they're full of this germ. And then the Chinese they eat the coronavirus pork. They become living breweries of the disease. And you saw what happened in Iran. Iran was full of Chinese workers at the time, you know, because, you know, we blacklisted them. Not right to do. It's a country. Leave them alone. And so now they rely on China. The Chinese workers gave them the disease. It's not the only
thing. Well, that was Italy also. You know, the garment industry was full of Chinese workers there. In Italy, where there was a big supposed outbreak, they were tons of Chinese workers in there, like 100,000 or something.
That's good to know. They're probably in that Lombardy area. But here's the deal. The Chinese person is eating the contaminated pork, which is vaccine contaminated. So then they become a brewery for this coronavirus, and we have this outbreak all over the world. And here's the other big issue. This has killed people. Somebody has to be held culpable for this fatality and this destruction of the infrastructure and the people and their rights. And so What you have here is another mini 1918. 1918 was from Rockefeller Institute giving a vaccine for pneumococcus. He gave the vaccine. It was septic. He gave it to the soldiers. I don't know if he's trying to kill them, what he was trying to do. But this caused 40 million people to die, and it was from the United States. So we have plenty of reason, whether you want to talk about Fort Dietrich or wherever, I don't care. We have plenty of reason that this debacle is not a Chinese one, it's an American one.
That's what Francis Boyle said.
Well, he's got that right. So I don't know if he, you know, what the details are, I'm not going to say, because I don't think any of us know the exact details. But here's what we know. 1918 was American. I love America, but it's a fact. 1976 was an American disaster, the swine flu, right? It didn't really happen, but the vaccine. So it was 1918 was vaccine, swine flu was vaccine. 2009, 500,000 people died globally. It wasn't Chinese. Now there's plenty from China, not exempting them. They have plenty to do with their terrible habits that are septic. But we have to put a reality check on it and say, we have a problem. We are creating these vaccine viruses that caused 4 epidemics, including 2009, 500,000 people died. Now, what role did our vaccinators and our vaccine companies and our pharmaceutical entities play in making inoculations or growing this virus then into the human race? It happened in 2009. Why wouldn't it happen a decade later?
There's the music. Powerful interview by Cass Ingram, with Cass Ingram. Cass, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Your products are first rate. You can get them over at the Power Mall. Buy from the good guys, as Joyce always said. Buy from the good guys. Why you want to support Amazon? Why you want to support Jeff Bezos? Support us. At least you know you get the right product. You're not going to get a fake. ThePowerMall.com, all these products. Prepare, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't prepare with the Power Mall, prepare somewhere. Your independence, your power. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. Cass Ingram, it's been an absolute pleasure, my friend. Thank you for coming on. Yep. There he is. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.